Hello to all my Chaverim and Shiva Torah's Moshe around the world. Continuing on our Mishnayos Shir, Meseches Yoma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, which is found in the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis. And the Mishnah is dealing with what happened the night of Yom Kippur, getting ready for the big day of Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would be doing all the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, Im HaYachacham Dairish, if the Kohen Gadol was a Chacham as Rav, Rashi and the Rav say, he knew how to learn, so he would darshan all night about the halachas of Yom Kippur. He wouldn't want to go to sleep to possibly see carry a nocturnal emission, which would possibly him from doing the avoda the next day. He'd stay up all night darshaning halacha. If he's not a tamachacha, isn't learned enough to darshan, so tamid hacham darshan lefanav, they would have tamid hacham a darshan in front of him, as Rashi and Rav say, that if he's a Talmud, he's not a Chacham, but he could still understand Shiur, he knows to understand to listen to Dvar Halacha, but he doesn't have a darshan on his own, they would darshan for him, in front of him. Vim Ragol Likro, and if he was used to reading, as the Pnei Moshe says in Yerushalmi, that even if he wasn't good enough to even to listen to a Shiur, but he would know enough to read to himself. He was usually used to read from the Tanakh, but for Israel says, no, it's talking about he would read after the drasha. He would hear the drasha, and then he would read some more afterwards. So if he couldn't darshan for himself, he would then listen to a shir and then read afterwards. Okay, and so it says, after that, v'imlav karan lefanav. If he couldn't read, they would read in front of him, because all the Sefarim they had back then was on a cloth without any dots, any nekudos, and if he couldn't read and didn't know enough to read from a cloth that didn't have any nekudos, or maybe he only spoke Aramaic, which was the normal language of the people. Maybe he didn't even know Hebrew. Or maybe he was such an Am Aretz, he couldn't even read. He just bought a position during the second Bayis Sheni when they would bribe to get their way to become Kohen Gadol. So maybe he wasn't even qualified to even read. So then Koren Lefanov, they would read in front of him because he couldn't read. They would just read to him. But not Koren Lefanov. What would they actually read for him during that night? Be'io, Ezra, Obadiah, Ayamim. Those three parts of Tanakh they would read for him. Rashi and the Rav say these are Sfarim that draw the hearts to the people who listen. And reading, he would not then fall asleep. By hearing these stories, he would not fall asleep. The Marsha says, even though Eov is a book which has a sad story to it, but still there are debates in it and very interesting, and he won't fall asleep. And also, he'll learn from that sefer that he should be doing tshuva if it's necessary. Zachariah ben Kavutul, Aymer, Pa'amim Harbeg, Karasliv, Hanav, Bitanil. He says, Harbin of Wittal, I would be reading in front of the Kohen Gadol numerous times, and I read for him in Daniel. The Rishami writes that they also read for him from Mishlei and Tehillim. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur in Perek Aleph Halacha Ches says, what did they read in front of him? Bekisvei HaKodesh. He didn't say specifically what. The Rambam says they would read from the Kisvei HaKodesh, the Holy Sfarim. The Shan LeDavid brings that the Zechariah ben Kavutal holds that there wasn't any specific sefer which was necessary to read in front of him, and therefore he brings a proof from himself that he would read from Daniel, and therefore the Rambam also doesn't mention any specific sefer was read from him, and therefore any sefer which was interesting they could read for him. And the Meiri says that Sefer Daniel specifically was picked because it has very interesting stories in Sefer Daniel. Okay, so that's that Mishnah. Continuing on, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zion, which in the Gemara is on Yud Tes Amud Beis. It says, Bikish Lisnamim, if he started dozing off or he wanted to fall asleep, Perchei Kehuna, Makim Lefanav Be'etzvot Tzrada. The young Kohanim would do things to wake him up. I'll explain a bit what it means they hit with an Etzvot Tzrada. The Rav explains that these young Kohanim when the hair starts to grow, lefroach, like it starts to sprout from them, it's called pirche. Okay, the pirche Yisrael these days are a little younger than that, but the pirche of the Kohanim were the ones where their beard started to grow. So these pirche kahuna, and the first Yisrael say these are bachurei Kohanim as reason. These are very enthusiastic young Kohanim, and the Rashi and Rav say from the Gemara New Testament Beis that what did they do? They would snap with their etzba tzarada. What does that mean? It means, according to Rashi and the Rav, it means the second finger, the finger that's next to the thumb. Okay, it's the tzara, it's the one connected or united with the thumb, which is next to it. So they would take their thumb and snap it with the finger next to it and bang it against their palm, and it would cause a sound so the Kohen wouldn't fall asleep. Tosis Yadza brings from the Tosis Menachos Lamed Hamed Beis, the very Maskal Kama, that brings there from the name of the Arach, that there's a raya from the Tosefta Yuma Perak Aleph Tosefta Tes, that it's not the second finger, it's the middle finger. And Tosis writes, it's very well known that you can't make a noise only when you snap with your middle finger. Try it. I haven't seen anybody or heard anybody snapping with their second finger. It's with your middle finger against your, with your thumb. And the Tosis Yontif brings a lot of other rayas to this shita and explains why Rashi explained the way he did that it was the second finger and how you could understand the Gemara differently. Check into Tosis Yontif if you wanted this in detail. So what did they do? They would snap the finger to keep him awake if he started to doze. Fi omrim lo, and they would say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master, the Kohen Gadol, Amod v'hafek achas al ritzba, stand, and we'll see what hafek means, on the floor. The Rav says, stand on your legs. And Rashi says, walk. And the Rav says, on the floor of marble to get rid of any heat, because the floor was chillier, and if you have chillier feet, you won't be falling asleep. And hafek means to dismiss, to get rid of the sleep. In modern Hebrew, we use the word pag for something like your license has expired. Okay, so hafek and pag, it means do away with your sleep in this case. Tosis Yontif brings from the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos that you should stand for a while. And the Rambam Perek Aleph from Hilchos Tumidim says that stand up and chill off a little bit. The original chill off is from this, I guess. And Rashi from the Gemara Yutes Rebeis says, no, schaik lano pamachas, do some kind of entertainment for us. You should do some acrobatics. Why don't you perform Kohen Gadol? You know, do some jumping jacks. Hit the floor and do push-ups 20 times. Do something that will get your heart racing and you won't be sleeping. You won't fall asleep. Mishnah continues, Umasikin also at Shiagiyas Man Shechita. They keep him occupied until the time of the Shechita of the Karban Tamid comes. So Rashi says, with their acrobatics that they want and from the moving him around, he won't fall asleep until the time of the Shechita is coming. Tamei Shel Shachris comes, which is as soon as the eastern sky lights up. Tiferes Yisrael brings from the Gemara Yotes Mabeis that they would sing with him Shirim Tishpachos from the Shir HaMalos of Tehillim, but they didn't bother him so much that he should read by himself later on the night like he did earlier in the night, because once it gets close to the morning, they need to keep him strengthened to be able to do the avodah. They didn't want to tire him out too much. And Tosis on Chaf Mabeis, the Ramaskal Mishum brings that some say that at Chatzos, the Kohen Gadol at midnight, he would do the avodah of the Trumas Adeshen. But others say, no, even Yom Kippur, a different Kohen would do that avodah. We'll get to see the Trumas Adeshen in the next Mishnah. What's that all about? Now, there's a Girsa in the Shini and Ischos that the Akira Yerushalayim wouldn't be sleeping all night. The honored people in Yerushalayim wouldn't sleep that whole night of Yom Kippur, in order so the Kohen Gadol should hear like a tumult, people talking, action going on in the vicinity, and that way he won't fall asleep at Kohen Gadol. And if the Gemara is, it's found in the Tosefta in Perek Aleph, Tosefta Tes, that even after the Churban, Churban the Bayis, it would be a minig that people would stay up all night as a zecher to the Churban. And even in our days, it's brought in our Chaim, Simon Tuf Ratio Tes Sif Vav, that there's a minig to stay up. But I checked in the recent book, A Malach in Our Midst, about my Halakha Rabbi Tversky, Shemikum Damai. I figured if anybody would be following the Minhagim to the nth degree, it would be him. And it says in that book that he would sleep the night of Yom Kippur. So obviously this minhag was not spread too prominently around. Continuing on, we're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, which in the Gemara is Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. And it says in that Mishnah, B'chol Yom Tarmen Mitzveach. Here we get to the Trumas Hadeshen. Every day they would take off some ashes from the Mizbeach. Okay, the Rashi says they would take a ladle at one time and stick it in. Whether they take out a lot of ashes or a little ashes, at least they have to have at least a kometz, a fistful of ashes, and they would take it from the Mizbeach and bring it down to the eastern side of the ramp, and it would be a miracle. It would, when they put it down, it would be swallowed up into the ground. As it says, Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel, Vehirim is a deshen, you should lift up from the ashes, Vesamo Itz Mizbeach, and put it next to the Mizbeach. And we learn in Daf Chav Dalad, it says, Vehirim Yemen Bekum So, another Pasuk talking about Vayamincha, they take off a kometz, and he uses the same word, Vehirim. So they learn from there that you have to take a kometz worth in this Vehirim as well. And this is the first avoda that was done as people were getting up. The Rav says they would take from the ashes with this ladle, the machta, whether it's a little or a lot, but he doesn't mention anything that you have to take a kometz worth. And the Tzitzit B'Kivayker says it's a big sugya in Daf Chav Dalman Aleph. And there Rashi explains that the Gzereshav we just mentioned, that you shouldn't take less from a kometz. But if you want to take more, you can. So he says, according to the Rav, it's mashma, there is no shear. And it's a wonder, because we say from that Gemara, you shouldn't take less than a kometz. And also the Rambam in Perek Beis, of Hilchos Tamid and Halacha Yud, doesn't tell you the shear of a kometz. He just says, you take the ladle, stick it into the ashes that into the coals that had burnt out, and you take it down to the floor of the next to the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah Melech also asks on the Rambam, why did he leave out this shear of a kometz? Now the Mafteach on the Rambam brings a lot of achrayim that do answer that question, but I don't have any thus far. If anybody could look it up, let me know. I'd appreciate it. So the mission continues. B'kriyas ha-gever o-samachlo, when did he do this truma of the ash? When did he take off some of the ashes from the Mizbeach? They would do it b'kriyas ha-gever o-samachlo ben lefanel ben lechara. At the time that the gever would call, or close to it, either a little before or a little after. What's this gever? So this machlokas l'gemara on Daf Chaf on the base, if the gever is a person would announce, Imdu konim lavodaschem, get up and do your avoda. Or maybe it means a rooster that would call as soon as the sun would start, when the sky would start brightening up. Taisus and Daf Chaf Zayin of Beis, the Ramaskal Ika, the Amri, learns that the Truman Sedeshin was done before the Alos HaShachar. The Rama Melchus Tamidim, Musaf and Perek Beis, Halachi Yed Aleph, says, Amos HaTarma Sedeshin, when do they take the ashes off the Mizbeach? Mishi Yalan HaShachar, after the Amud HaShachar. And in the Mishnah Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav says, Kol Alay L'Kosher, L'Ksiris HaOmer, L'Aktaris HaChalab Mevarim, mentions a few things that you can do all night, like cutting the omer, or putting the chalavim and the evarim of the karbanos on the mizbeach. They can burn on the mizbeach. And he brings Tosef B'Kivi Eger there, that in brings a Tosef, the Tosef B'Kivi Eger there in Megillah, brings a Tosfos in Yumachaf Mabeis Sefer Maskal Ella, who asks, why does it mention also that the Trumas Adeshen could be done at night? And maybe he answers Tosfos that maybe because they never took the Truma, the ashes off the Mizbeach before 1/3 of the night. So therefore it didn't mention, because we're talking about something which was done all night long. But Rukiva Eger there asks in Megillah, I don't understand, but it's Pashat that over there it's just talking something that which the mitzvah is all night long. And Trumas Hadeshen, L'chadchila, we should do it when the rooster crows or the person announces that it's time to do the avodah, which is at Omer HaShachar time, not all night long, like the Rambam and in Perek Beis Hilchos Tamidim and Sefer mentions. And it's not something which is done only at night. And then he mentions the Rukhi Eger that he found a Taisus in Yuma, Dav Chav Zayin Beis, Dir Maskal Ikad Yamri, that says openly the Trumas Hadeshen is done at night. So that is Taisus Shita. It's done before the morning starts, and check it out over there. The Kesef Mishnah over there in Megillah writes that it says Zeha Klal. What's this? It uses a klal to teach you that it says in the Mishnah Zeha Klal Kol Davar She Mitzvah Sabalayla Kasher Lalayla. The rule is anything with the mitzvah is at night is kasher to do all night. Now the Or Gadol there on that Mishnah brings the kasher to the Tori Evan on the Gemara there on Daf Chaf Aleph Mat Aleph, that the Gemara says, what does Zeha Klal come to include? It comes to include the Achilas Pesachim, which is kasher all night. So he asks the Torah Evan, why does it mention Trumas Hadeshen as well? So the Or Gadol answers that Zeha Klal is only brought when there's something is not so clear-cut, there's a machlokas. And the Zeha Klal comes to explain you which way to do and not to do like the other one. Okay, so there's a big chiddush, therefore it says in the Slashon Zeha Klal. And Trumas Hadeshen, there's no machlokas about, is not included in this klal. But the Or Gadol does finish up saying that it's not 100% sure, because there are a lot of places where it says Zeha Klal throughout Shas and doesn't actually fit into this rule that it's only a big chiddush. So he leaves it with a tzarach in. Now, the Mishnah continues, B'yom Kippurim Mechatzos, even though every day they did this Trumas Hadeshen at or before daybreak, and or at before Alos HaShachar, and Yom Kippur, they did it Mechatzos from midnight. The Rav brings from the Gemara and Chafam Beis, because the Kohen Gadol would be weak, he has to do all the Avodah during the day. They wanted to start earlier to give him a chance to rest up. And Rashi on Daf Chaf on the Beis, Tere Maschel B'Yom Kippurim, Deikah Chulshu De Kohen Gadol, says the same thing, that they wanted to give him a chance to do it earlier, so he'd have a chance to rest up after that before he did all the Avodas during the day. The Mari Korkus on the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Dalet Hachal Aleph, writes that you see from that what the Rashi said there, that Trumas Hadeshen was something that was done at night, and the Kohen Gadol would be the one doing it. And that's what the Rambam holds as well. No, excuse me, the Rambam does not hold that. The Rambam says that a regular Kohen would take the Deshen, because all the Kohen Gadol has to do are the Avodas that are done during the day. And according to this, the Gerusa is Chulshu the Kohen, that the Kohen, whoever would do it, would be weak because of the fast. But if you do Gerus, he says, the Kohen Gadol, the Kavana is that he should have time in the day to do his Avodas right away, when as soon as it's Alos HaShachar, therefore we do the Trumas Hadeshen earlier, in order that he should be able to start right away with all the other Avodas. And in Taisus Chafam Abeis, the Rav Maschel Mishum that it's the din in the Kohen Gadol. That's what he says. The Kohen Gadol has to do the Trumas Hadeshen on Yom Kippur, but the Riva there in that Taisa says, no, the Kohen Gadol does not do the Trumas Hadeshen. And another point that the Ma'ariv Kochah says, they would do everything early, so everything would be ready for the Kohen Gadol to start right away. Okay, now that was on Yom Kippur, that they did it from midnight on. They did the Trumas Hadeshen, taking the ashes off the Mizbech. The Regalim, but it was one of the Shalosh Regalim, Sukkot, Pesach, or Shavuos, the Mishnah says, Me'ashmara Rishona, from the first breaking part of the night, the Rav brings from the, there were three parts to the night. The Shmar Rishon is 1/3 of the night, and the Rav brings from the Gemara and Chafim Beis that there were a lot of people that came to the Beis HaMikdash on the Yom Tovim, and they brought lots of karbanis, and there'd be a lot of ash there on the Mizbeach, and they had to take ash from the Mizbeach to a place in the middle. They had to pile everything up in the middle of the Mizbeach, which is called the Tapuach, because they would make a big pile in of ash piled up, and it would look like a tapuach, like an apple. So they had to get up earlier, even, they had to do it from 1/3 of the night, to clean out space on the Mizbeach for the new carbonas that would be coming in. Kol HaRemez says they would do this on the second night of Yantif, because the first day is when they had all the karbanas, so they have tons of ash that they had to move around to make room for the new karbanas of the next day. But the Taisa Yeshanim learns that no, a lot of people came earlier even on the first day of Yantif, and therefore they had to prepare the Mizbeach for all the people that were coming the first day of Yantif to bring the karbanas to do so the Kohanim could do their job efficiently. The Mishnah continues, V'lo hekriyas ha-gever magas, the on Rashi and the Rav explain, we're talking about still on the Regalim, the early announcement that it's time to do the avodis of the carbon tamid, or if it was the rooster calling, that was signifying that it was alos ha-shachar, this wouldn't happen, ad shahois azor maleim Yisrael. The whole azor was full of Klal Yisrael. Rashi and the Rav, right, these people coming to bring their karbanas right after the Tamid Shel Shachar, they wanted to be the first ones. Everybody would pile into the Azor, getting ready to do their karbanas. Okay, and Tiferes Yisrael says, and therefore they couldn't make a specific time for the Trumas Hadeshen because it depended on how many people were there. And he says, maybe not only on the Regal, maybe Yom Kippur too, the Azor was all filled up with Klal Yisrael who were coming to see the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol, because it's also a mitzvah to see the Kohen Gadol do the Avoda, like it says in Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Man Aleph. There the Pasuk is brought, Rov Am Hadras Melech from Mishlei Perek Yudal Pasuk Chav Ches, that it's a Hidur for Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the Beis HaMikdash to have lots of people there at the event. And even though we say that the Shari of the Azara were never opened before the Shechita of the Karban Tamid, like it says in Maseches Tamid Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, still, if it was a big Tzorech, they did open it, and then afterwards they closed it up to actually do the Karban. They opened it for the people to get a glimpse of what was going on, as the Tyson Ervin, Daf Beis Menalf says, and he brings a second teretz, that maybe they did come in through the Shar Teddy, which one of the Sha'arim of the Beis Mikdash, but I don't know why that would be any different than any other Sha'arim, why that would be more mutter than others. So if anybody has an answer to that question, I'd appreciate it. And similarly, if any comments, questions, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.